Blog Talk Radio.
All right, greetings everyone. We are now also connected to our internet blog, our New Day Resurrection Liberation group. And so we're going to get ready to get prepared. Now, let me just make a quick announcement because we realize that we need to start putting some things in place. And it is this, starting after today, our Sunday sessions will not be any longer than they'll run from an hour to an hour and a half. It will not go beyond an hour and a half. Therefore, folks that come in to, you know, whenever they think they're going to come in or whatever, it's fine, but we're letting you know right now, 1.5 hours is it. There's going to be a lot of information disseminated. Now, of course, we know that people, you know, have a lot to do, which means our meetings will be recorded. Therefore, if you should miss it, you will be able to hear the information that was provided for that day. But again, starting next Sunday, our meetings will not be longer than an hour and a half, and we'll get a lot done in that 1.5 hours. All right. We thank you all again for joining us. We're going to give folks a few more minutes. I've noticed that people like to come in late. And again, that's not going to be to their advantage because they're not going to be able to have direct input in the same kind of way. And so I'm going to yield for a moment because our guest is calling on my phone. So I'll be right back. Greetings. Oh, my gosh. We are on. Yeah, we're on. No. That's our, you didn't read it. Our meeting, you, myself,
all right, greetings.
And Moomba, that's at 8 o'clock. That's our meeting.
Underway
the Zoom meeting with the people who are coming in to join teams is right now. That was in your text. Okay, thank you. All right, very good. So, sorry about that. Moving right along. Okay, so our brother who's going to be calling in very shortly to share with us will be checking in a few moments. In the meantime, let's kind of review before we do a brief introduction about last night's New Day. Sister Janae, are you able to just give your comments on last night's radio broadcast when we began to talk about behavior of our women? We really started focusing last night on hair and other kinds of things. And again, not in a negative manner, but definitely one that pointed out we need to start examining why we're seeing as much of the weave and other kinds of things. And again, we're not trying to bash anybody or anything like that, but we do need to begin to move forward in embracing our own culture, our own traditions. And so if we're going to look at changing some of the behavior of our women and girls, we looked at starting with how do we view ourselves? How do we, look at ourselves or look at one another? What are we defining as beauty or as attractive or whatever? So women, our women, are now going to have that conversation very candidly and really come to some conclusions and decisions about what we believe and feel and embrace as being a Black woman in the essence of it all. So we know there's variations, but if we were to represent, and we do, the mother of civilization, what should that look like? What should that represent? What should that entail? Because that's what we're talking about. So this way, no matter what anyone believes or thinks or whatever, that's fine. But what are we talking about in terms of our own codes of conduct? So we began that conversation last night. So I'd like for Sister Janae to kind of, you know, recap or give you just a brief overview of kind of what we talked about. And so you'll get an idea of where we're going now for the rest of the week with other topics like that, but also, you know, advanced topics as well. And lastly, we also talked last night about the chemical hair relaxers. So again, some of what we're talking about is not based on our own opinion or what we perceive or believe. Some of what we're talking about literally provides the information and the receipts based on what we know scientifically, biologically, et cetera. Meaning,
excuse me. Hello, great.
Hold on. Yep, hold on. No, your mic is open, but it's okay. So, but again, talking about chemical hair relaxers, what we now know based on research, what it does to the body, including the fact now that it is linked to ovarian cancer and also fibroid tumors and other kinds of particularly productive area maladies. So again, these are some of the topics that we're going to be talking more about, because we need to share this information and then also be prepared to take action. Because for real, that right there, this chemical relaxer situation is a form of genocide. So I yield now to Sister Janae, and she's just going to give you a recap of what we talked about last night, and this will be kind of a prelude into what we're going to be talking more about later this week. All right, Sister Janae, you got it.
All right. Greetings, my brothers and sisters. The topic last night was phenomenal for information-wise. So many of our sisters are wearing synthetic hair and eyelashes and makeup and things like that. So the chemicals in those things are toxic. It's proof. Now they're trying to ban perming your hair. I just saw something after we got off the phone last night about them recalling the chemicals, the perms and things like that that we've been putting in our hair. It's killing us. We've got to go to a holistic way of taking care of our natural cells and building that safe space for us to be ourselves, I would try to say. You know, so much that we shared a lot of information. I shared my personal story about my hair transitioning and how much the hair has taken over our life. Like our head is our crown. Our hair is our crown. That's our crown of glory. It's our hair, it's black women. And so many of us today are covering our crown, and we're not being true to ourselves. So we are decided to come up with here in D.C. A head wrapping, like day party brunch, and we're going to be inviting some young women out from some of the local girls' homes and shelters here in Washington, D.C., to try to curb the narrative in the younger generation to accept themselves for who they are with holistic beauty products and things like that of that nature. It was just a lot of information shared. One of the sisters got on. What was her name? Empress Chi. I don't want to misquote it. But she just gave all the facts about how many women are out here that are walking around and they have ovarian cancer, they have fibroids and tumors. I personally had a friend who was a hairstylist, and she had about 7 or 8 surgeries from having fibroids. And it was all, and when she told me, it was all because she's been around doing hair her whole life and the chemicals and stuff. She's been fighting cancer. You know, so all that stuff you put in your hair and on your head, it affects your body. You know, we don't know if we've not been properly educated on what it takes to straighten your hair out. Why does your hair even need to be straightened? Why can't you learn how, why don't you, you know, why don't we learn how to care for our own natural hair? You know, we have braiders, people that braid hair, and what is the, if we have a braiding coalition, braiders, beauty spooks, braiders in barbershops and things like that that are going to be in the registry so you can go and listen to them. I mean, you know, if you need your hair done, you got somewhere to go to. So it's just a lot of things. Y'all can bear with me. I'm still a little bit under the weather. But I enjoyed the conversation, engaged in it. And if there's anything you need to know, we have, like you said, we have proof and facts that these chemicals are killing us. If you go back and watch Chris Rock's documentary on good hair, what is good hair? And, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, Chris Rock's documentary on what is good hair, and the one thing that stood out to me in that documentary was when the mortician that he interviewed about when they do an autopsy on black women, when they, you know, they have to take your scalp off, black women were developing this green sludge under their hairline. And from all the toxic chemicals and things that they've been putting in their head, you know, and I shared my story about whenever I transitioned my life, I always shaved all of my hair off. I went completely bald. I said, it's just hair. I mean, you know, I was obsessed with going to the beauty salon and wearing nails and all of those things like that. And lashes, like, that was my thing every week in Atlanta. But when I moved to Washington, D.C., I saw more sisters embracing their natural hair and covering their head and just, you know, being beautiful with who they are, not a whole lot of makeup, just, you know, not over-exaggerating glamour, you know. And I think a lot of the stuff is just where you are, coastal or bi-coastal or, you know, regional or, you know, urban or whatever. But here in D.C., it's more be yourself, be conscious, be aware, be beautiful with who you are. And I told him I shaved my head off maybe 3 times. And this final time since I've been in D.C., I locked my hair up. It's not a dreadlock, it's locked. So I locked my hair up, and I've never been so free before in my life when I just really embraced myself and became who I am. And to look in the mirror and see me and truly see me and not see somebody else and not see an image that I saw on TV or somebody walking down the street that looks like that. This is me. It's mine. It's natural. It's all me. And I love it. I love my hair. I'm embracing it. You know, you go through this little awkward stage or whatever, but you learn how to embrace yourself and just come into yourself. So that's what the meeting was about. And that's all I got to say, y'all. I say, y'all. So.
All right, Sister Janae, thank you so much. We're trying to bring in our special family guest. So while we're still working on that, what I'm going to do is ask those who would like to share your name, where you're checking in from, and then we're going to move right on with tonight's presentation. You can unmute yourself. Okay, you have your hand up. Let's go with Queen Mother Maati.
Yes, I'm blessed to be here. Thank you. Thank you for being in this space and providing a space. I'm presently in San Jose, Washington, D.C. is home. I left after the snow was 78. And that snow is why I don't come back. I come back to visit, but not to live. As a great grandmother, I'm pledged. I'm feeling sweat. Please, we have lived to see this transformation, because our not loving ourselves as who we are is what we have to heal from, because I learned this life from a system that wants to say you need to be in the shadow, you need not to be seen, you are invisible, and you are not perfect. You're not to be shining. And I believe what I'm experiencing today is that we in great numbers are coming to the point of saying, I no longer want that narrative. And I'm going to be okay with who I am. And I believe this conversation is demonstrative of that. Thank you.
And thank you, Queen Mother Maati. Thank you so much for those words. You know, it is really wonderful to hear, you know, that our elders and our people, you know, really see and appreciate what we're doing. And we feel really blessed to be able to have you with us, for you to bear witness to this day, because so many before us, this is what they fought for. This is what they stood for.
Yes.
Not a lot of what you're seeing today and some other things. This is what they were dying and talking and singing. And this of what we're getting ready to bring forward is kind of the things that they really want. They wanted to see us free. They didn't want to see us be stupid and just, you know, push a lever because we've been given the opportunity to do it. No. That's not it. Anyway, I digress. Thank you so much again.
We do have Brother Tyreek in the queue.
Oh, great. Okay. Let's go to Sister Evelyn.
Good morning. I'm from California, Northern California. Almost 85-90% of my life I've always gone natural. I'm natural on the Me Too now. I was supposed to get my hair braided. The young lady couldn't do it, so she had a child sick. So I'm like, okay, I'll go another week with afro, and that's okay. That's cool. I had dreads before the COVID, you know, shut in, and I'm not a hair person, never was. So I got in the mirror. I was able to do that one thing and just shave it off. I had to shave it off. It was just bad, and I was indoors anyway. So my hair has grown out some, and I'm trying to get back to my beautiful dreads that I had. So anyway, and I like being natural. I always have. I've always been the odd person out, even in my family, because I'm not down with all the chemicals and, you know, every week and spending money. I don't have. But I've achieved my goal in life, and all I want to do is continue moving forward and try to see if I can function outside the system for as far as I've arrived to at age 57, if that makes any sense. I've done everything I could to exist in the world, not with the system, but just exist in the world, hoping to be a net for my family. But it is what it is, and I am here now, and I'm still functioning and able. So I'm just reaching out to my people because, you know, sometimes, like they say, not all blood folks is kin folks or something like that.
That's right.
that is where I find myself.
Ashay. Thank you, my sister. Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's move on to, let's see, we got Queen the Money Magnet in the house with us again this week. We thank you so much, sister. Just briefly again, just tell us who you are and where you're connecting in from.
Yes, thank you for inviting me to the call. I'm really enjoying this each week. I am the founder of the Building Unity Community here in Atlanta, Georgia. Bridging together the wealth gap, educating you, creating mentorship programs, and I'm looking to work with you guys in any way that I can to help complete our mission.
Ashay. All right. Okay, let's get a couple of words from, I'm not sure who you are, iPhone, but if you will open up your mic, you can tell us who you are.
Yes, you can just briefly introduce yourself, let us know where you're calling in from, any dishonest abilities that you want to share with us, any institute, organization, or entity that you might be affiliated or belonging to. Good thing.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Lois Frost. I'm from Los Angeles in the Playa del Rey area. I am affiliated with National Council of Liberal Women to answer the Correct Mouth Question.
I'm
the Inglewood Alumni Chapter. I received this email, and I'm all about blackness. So I'm here to learn and to see how I can get involved. So thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Never mind. I'll text it to you now.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. So I just want to keep it rolling in the order I see it here. So I'm going to go to Sister True Bay. If you can introduce yourself, let everyone know where you're calling in from, any gifts, talents, or abilities you wish to share, and the group NEC organization that you're affiliated with or belonging to.
All right. All right,
Fusion
Black Power. There's a lot of noise in the background, so I hope can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we hear you.
All right. So my name is Dr. Chu Fei. I'm a policy analyst in California, also representing the new governance for the country of Haiti. So I look forward to help join the Million Woman World Party, so really focusing on policy and legislation. And that's it, really. I'm just grateful to grow and build with wonderful brothers and sisters in making this happen this year for our people, Black Power.
All right. Good, thanks. Much appreciated. Thank you for joining us. So with that being said, I'm going to come over to Brother Ngozi. If you want to just introduce yourself, share, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with sharing, let us know where you're calling in from. Good thing, Brother Ngozi.
Greetings, everybody. Santwachi Ngozi, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listening intently.
All right, good, thanks. Much appreciated. Thank you for joining us.
Greetings, Baba.
All right. Sister Rainey, and I think Leslie, I'm not sure, Sister Caroline, she might be away from her computer. So I'm going to go to H.E. Chantalana here first. All right, Sister Chantalana, if you can introduce yourself, let everyone know where you're calling in from, any gifts, talents, or abilities that you wish to share, and any group, any two organization that you might be affiliated with. So, all right, good, thanks.
Brand Rising.
Brand Rising.
My name is Her Excellency and Black Power. My name is Her Excellency Shantae Lene Herford, and I am calling in from Metro Atlanta area. I am the founder and director of the Center for Truth and Healing. We're a nonprofit organization based here in Georgia with a mission to be a place for care, compassion, community, collaboration, and change. Additionally, I am a royal ambassador and diplomat for the African Kingdom Alliance. I represent over 750 African kingdoms and chiefdoms stretched across East Central and West Africa, and also I am here as a representative of the Birth of a New Nation Global Peace Summit and conference coming in August of 2024 to Atlanta, Georgia. Looking forward to collaborating. Unfortunately, I won't be able to stay on the line long today. I actually have another engagement I'm about to pull up to in just a few minutes, but I am looking forward to collaborating with this organization and being a part of the Million Women's March. Thank you.
All right, good. Thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you for joining us. And then I'm not sure again if we have Sister Caroline, if she is at her station at the computer.
Nope, doesn't look like it.
Okay, so then last but not least, we have Brother Tyreek Edmondson.
Yeah, but before we do that, we want to introduce him, actually. because we really want to give him the mic. But I want to make sure, have we heard from everyone at this point? Looks like it. Okay, great. All right, family. So listen, one of the reasons for today's call is because we're getting ready to launch our what we call Ujima partnerships. And we have specifically selected Black-owned businesses that, and in this particular situation, that literally are producing their own items. They own it. Now, it is very important that we begin to understand the concept of manufacturing and how we need to get more involved. But until that, because we've been talking with the Million Women March Universal Movement, we have every intention of producing our own sneaker. We told you that 5 years ago. However, that's a process. So in the meantime, we know it is good business and even makes better sense to partner and connect with our people that are doing some of the things that we, meaning MWWM, Universal, are planning to do. With that said, we also are planning to put out our own natural products for hair and skin. So as we talk more about health and things of that nature, be real clear that it is our intention to put out our own products. But in the meantime, we're going to link with brothers and sisters that are already making products. So you're going to be hearing more about that this week. But for right now, it's our pleasure to introduce to you, and we're not going to give you a lot of information right now, but I'm really excited to introduce this brother, to bring him into the family, because this is what we're really talking about. We're not talking about just an organization. We're not talking about just a march. We're talking about a movement and the development empire nation. So with that said, I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Lumumba, and he's going to bring in our brother Tariq and introduce you to, well, I'll let Brother Lumumba give you the name of the business and a little bit of the insight. So, Brother Lumumba, you got it.
All right. Good, thanks. And so last but not least, we have Brother Tariq Edmondson. Good brother, if you could introduce yourself, let everyone know where you're calling in from. And, you know, brief background of, you know, your company and how it was developed and some of its aims and missions.
Peace to the family. I'm Father Tariq Edmondson out of Metro Atlanta. We run Navis Footwear as a cultural brand. We look to work with groups of people that wish to exercise, you know, Ujima, cooperative economics, and when we do that, monies are not just a profit for us, we share profits, split profits, and the way that we fit to have the organization move forward. So we're here to serve in that capacity. We've been around 8 years now. We came out with the Matt Tatter sneaker, the Marcus Garvey. We do dress shirts and hoodies that depict, you know, knowledge of ourselves, pride of our past, things of that nature. That's in a nutshell.
All right, good brother. And could you just give me a little bit of background? How did you end up, you know, developing a footwear company? How did it evolve? Because I know you not only have footwear, but you have developed accessories as well. You have hoodies, you have socks, you have, you know, sweatpants. And so if you could just give us a little bit of an intro into how did you even get started with this business? How did it develop? How did it come about? And, you know, how did you have the wherewithal, the goal to believe that you could create your own brand and sneaker company?
Okay. Well, it was during the time that the internet, the social media started getting big, and my daughter was talking to me about how big it was where, you know, people have millions of followers that they could reach on the click of a button. And I said to her, it's a perfect time for you, you know, to really, you know, take advantage of this. And she said, well, it's a perfect time for you, too. Why don't you do something? And I've been around selling clothes, getting and things of that nature in general, from the garment district in New York, bringing it back down south for years. You know, I've done that, created products and things of that nature. Brad focused on importing, exporting our guides on that. And that gave me the inkling that we could do it. But, you know, always just felt like, you know, we, through knowing our history, that we built for this and anything anybody else could do, we could do. And we just need to find the connection. So, you know, that's what we did study, reverse engineer, where Nike went to do manufacturing, Reebok, Everlast, any other brand, then made contact, and you know, that's where the journey started at, like in 2014. We got our first 500 pair of All-Stars with the red, black, and green, and African. Everything just came so natural, because at first we thought, let's go at the sororities. Let's go to the gang members. Let's find somebody that, you know, these things, that they already have a group. And, you know, I know I just couldn't put my name up on it, so I said, well, let's just, you know, those other names, it was just a lot of words you had to get licensing, like you didn't want to deal with that type of crowd. So, you know, I always been, you know, a student of our history, loving of our culture. So it was just a natural thing to edify our ancestors, those that came before us, put it on our footwear. You know, and same thing with the hoodies. You know, I noticed in Ireland, they put a lot of the state saints pictures to have us wearing it. So I figured it'd be best for us to counter that with our true prophets that our true history on our wear, called the cultural wear. That's what made me feel like I could do it. And like I said, the books that I've read let me know I could do it, understand it. How to find the manufacturer, no matter where they are in the world, and then at the same time be able to compete in this market. So that's how that came about.
All right, excellent. And so I did put a few of the selections in the chat. Not sure if you see that. I have the black boots I'm wearing for the red Turners.
Yes.
Then I have the cross trainers with the air bubble in the back, red, black, and green. You could, you know, just give us a brief background on, you know, how these creations came about, and you know, some of the significance of the imagery and some of the symbols that you utilize, you know, with the wares.
You have to unmute. Brother Tariq, you got to unmute. You're muted. There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So, yeah, if you notice, you'll see Nike Air Max ones, they look like, or the All-Stars, they look like. And knowing Ujima and knowing the law of copyright, we knew that after 20 years, these become public domain, just like a three-piece suit. Microwave oven, where you see different brands with the same technology, over-the-counter, maybe an over-the-counter pharmaceutical that you used to have to get a prescription for, or you could get the prescription from the originator, you could get the whatever the white label that they call it. And so understanding that law, we knew that we could take those same designs, change the name, just couldn't take the brand name. Like a Nike, which is the name of a Greek goddess of war, you know, we said, well, let's put our, and they edifying their culture. So we said, let's edify our culture. Let's go back and name the guys, ancient Amharic, the Ethiopian, ancient Ethiopian language, which means kings. So we're saying kings footwear. That's how that went about, understanding copyright law and understanding Ujima, that if we started to really work that science, that tool that's given to us, we could supply it's just that we know our people have learned to love, but take off their brand names and then put our brand name on it. And then we tie back in, much like how Reebok have the British flag on their sneaker. Nike, like I said, which edified the Greeks. You know, all of them have a history. I noticed that us, we usually don't come with a history when we put brands out like Fat Farm. That's like saying Sesame Street. You know, it don't exist nowhere. You know, we were edified like how Sean John is the son of Sean Combs. Then we wear that. You understand? Like, you know, so like I said, it's just let's fulfill that gap in the marketplace. He was in a perfect time and place in history. You understand what I'm saying? That now, 50 years after Brown versus the Board of Education, and thinking like, what would they say 300 years from now after all of us on this line is dead and gone, and our children are dead and gone, and our grandchildren are dead and gone, and they look back at what we did as the first generation, because I'm a baby of 65. So, you know, what did they do continuously? So these are the things that came to mind when I said, okay, it'll be a perfect time to introduce that and then to give back for anything we wanted to do as a group. I don't care if you're Nation of Islam, more science temple, but if you got 10,000 people that spend $100 by 10,000 shoes, you know, the percentage that's worked out to get back to that group so we as a people can move forward to finance our own growth by stuff that we do every day. So I figured that would be the root and the reason to come out, not just be profitable for myself, but be proud. We share profit and change the whole dynamic of, okay, you know, buy and sell, that's it, we don't see each other no more. No, we partner up. We have, you know, a million people bought this for $1 million a pair of sneakers. For $100, whatever that number is, we would be comfortable with 5%, 10%, so that the group can go into a thing. We were interested in this. History of advancing our people and being a part of that, being a spoke in the wheel of the progression of Black folk.
One quick sidebar, if I may. One question, Brother Tubby. You mentioned a couple of groups and organizations. Has any of them responded in terms of partnering with you up to this point?
Yes, they have. They have done more. But it's like, I liken it to like, you know, sometimes ego gets in the way where with our people. That's why I said, you know, I try to take ego out and whatever the percentage that we could work on just for the advancement of doing something. A lot of people seem like they're either on the FBI payroll already, or battered women that you know, when a good man come in, they've been so used to a certain situation that they can't even see it because of the past. That's been my experience with these groups. You know, you can't even get one of the leaders to even take a picture in your stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, like they're fair, and it will be displeasing to somebody else. But that's something I have made public, but that's been my experience. Right. Even with the Hebrew nations. Right. Where you say, okay, y'all have on all this. Make sure we can get the shoes that you're matching, or we can get the suits that you're matching, and move away from a retail nation of people to a wholesale or profit sharing people where we need to buy land, we need to buy sewing machines, we need to buy truckloads of textiles for anybody that want to come out of a bad situation, and you can come live on a piece of land and make a textile that serves our people. You know, for those who have that vision that's focused on it and their ego not in the way. You know, and I didn't, you know, and I know what ego is about because I didn't get this blessing to serve until my ego was in check. You understand what I'm saying? But that was what we run across on all of those organizations that I mentioned and more.
Thank you, brother. And there's a reason why I asked that question, family, because, again, if we're going to move forward, which we are, and do it in a way that represents a certain type of synergy, energy, and some have said frequency, then we have to, unfortunately, make it very clear how we're not going to be functioning. And, again, with that said, we're making certain, as I talked with Brother Tariq, you know, I tried to reach out to him over the past 3 years, and for whatever reason, COVID and other things, we just were not able to connect. But to show you that the timing is so right, when I mentioned to my sister Janae, who was very familiar, in fact, I think she's already an affiliate member, but when I mentioned to her that, you know, I really wanted to hook up with him because we've been doing stuff all along, and I wanted to build, but I could never get a response. And she said, well, you know, try again, you know. And I did, and this time we were able to really connect. So we know that this is a blessing. It's divine. And the beautiful thing is it's going to help all of us, because for those that purchase the sneaker through us, once we select the sneak that we're going to provide for starting this month, actually, but we're looking at having a special one for October. So we're working on that. But in the meantime, what the brother Anegas already has, we now will promote it, market it, and, of course, everyone will be able to benefit. We're looking at a different packaging at this point. What we came up with is, because one of the issues we've been focusing on is the issue of our women and girls missing. Well, some might remember how white folks used to put people on milk cartons. And they don't even do that anymore. But the point being, we need to now do our own thing. And we figure this will be a good start. And that is that when you purchase our sneaker that we're partnering with this brother, with Negas, inside you're going to get information, a picture or what have you, about a missing black woman or girl. Now, we're working on some other marketing aspects as well, but we figured that really right now would be probably one of the more important ones, because thousands of our missing, of our girls and women are missing. And most are saying and doing nothing. So at least this will begin the process of getting their names and their faces, what state they were seen in last. And, of course, we know, listen, our people going to spread the word, and that's the point. So again, I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Lumumba, and we're going to hear more from Brother Tariq.
All right. Good thanks. Much appreciated. Okay, with that being said, I wanted to open the floor up really quickly for if any questions or comments for Brother Tariq. We can do so by using our gestures, the reactions. We can use that at the more button in order to raise your hand, or you can, if you're on camera, you can raise your hand physically, and then you can have your question or comments that way as well. I see Sister Janae has her hand, so I'll come there first.
Hey, yeah, thanks. I just want to thank Brother Tariq for responding to our calls of action. I was so excited when she mentioned Negas. I said, well, I know Tariq. I mean, let me hit him up, you know, or whatever. And immediately he responded. Thank you, brother, so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for
the do you remember us coming to Atlanta? And
yes,
I wore my black cloud slides everywhere I went. I love the Queen and Zynga.
Right.
The Queen and Zynga power slides, you know.
That's right.
So I was so crushed when something happened to them. I think somebody stole them. But these are good quality shoes. I actually bought my daughter a pair of the Air Max. Which one? I think it was the red and white ones. What's that, Sari?
That's the Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey.
UNIA.
And she loved them. You know, she's a teenager, so they, you know, they hard to please, but she loved it. And from then on, she's been buying black-owned, only labeled clothes. And we're talking about an 18-year-old in 2024. If it's not somebody that we know or that has a business, she really is not interested. You know, like my nephew has his own clothing line, too. So she always buys clothes from him. And I just want to thank you, Brother Tariq, for being who you are and answering that call. And I told you one day that we was going to do some work together. We're going to make this a global track. And, I mean, because it's just phenomenal. The man is so generous. Y'all don't know what he's been through. I know. I was there. Witnessed the people that he reached out to help him with this name brand shoe for black people in the name of Dr. Collard and Marcus Garvey and so many great black leaders, and to see them rejected or you know, oh, ain't nobody going to wear that. And then now when you see it, you know it. I know where it came from. I see people in D.C. wearing your shoes all the time. Every time I go to an event, somebody's bending, and there are your boxes with your shoes and things. So, brother, we see you. And now is the time that the world sees you the way that we do. I say.
Thank you, Sister Janae. Hold on one minute, Shay. I just want to say a quick sidebar. Can you imagine seeing a million-plus women walking in with red, black, and green and other kind and the other colors we select, sneaker, for the Million Women World March? Now, for those who saw some of the clips the other day, you saw them sisters walking up in there, and they all, for the most part, had on sneaks. So you know, if we say to them, sisters, this is the official sneaker to wear to the Million Women World March, y'all know what's going to happen? We do. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. I just like to tell you, Brother Tariqa, assalamu alaikum to you and the family there in Atlanta, et cetera. I always hold very high respect to you as a businessman and great entrepreneur, great idea, great family. And we have so much love over the years. I hope it continues and the growth and the expansion, because we played, me and you played on it. And I think it's a very great opportunity to do a lot of good business for you, your family, and for all the black men and women and children can participate in this business. And I really thank you for your consistency, and I love you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. All right, dear. Thanks. I want to come over to Mama Aset.
Thank you. This is so exciting. I'm pretty sure that my CEO, Mr. Mashawn Kennedy, is going to reach out to you, Tariq, because one of the things that the Mighty Forefront has been involved in is developing a global black marketplace that's digital in order to give us a direct connection to where we are and what we want to say in branding.
Okay. Sounds great.
Right. So, excellent.
So, Mother, I hope you also will be connecting directly with us as well.
Of course. That's how I got here.
Okay.
Okay, yes. We're on board.
All right.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Any other questions or comments for Brother Tariq?
Okay, doesn't seem like it. So before our brother go, I wanted to let everyone know that this month there's a special coming up as a prelude or preliminary kind of trial run of things. We're going to share with you tomorrow some of the selected sweatshirts that are right now available. And with Women's History Month in particular, there are several that really depict the greatness and the beauty of black women that NAICS already has ready for us. And so there's a special coming up. We'll give you more information about it tomorrow. And make sure you start sending it out through your networks, because this is a one-time only for this particular offer. And again, we'll tell you more about it tomorrow. You'll be able to purchase a T-shirt, and you'll be able to see what they are. They're beautiful, beautiful. And this will begin the partnership process of Ujima Ujamaa. It will begin to put some of our network together on a national level for those who are going to be affiliates of ours, who are going to be salespersons, for lack of a better word, who's going to create a youth student entity so that by summertime, we literally can begin to employ some of our students, some of our young adults. And so we're going to do some processes now to be ready. By the time they get out of school, we want to make sure that we have things in place where they too can participate and make their own money. Back to you, Brother Lumumba.
All right, excellent, excellent. All right, yeah, so, you know, excellent company, you know, excellent business. And, you know, what the brother is talking about is building legacy, right, building generational wealth and being able to utilize some of the principles that we talk about, such as routine, wisdom, collectivist and responsibility, and also cooperative economics, right? So we want to make sure that we are living and embodying these principles that, you know, we profess to practice, right? Not only just during times of Kwanzaa, but all throughout the year as well, right? Living these principles. All right. With that being said, if we have any, I'm just trying to get any closing remarks from Brother Tariq.
Real quick, make sure they check the chat room for the and register for your affiliate program. You can make money with Nagit. Okay, they have an awesome affiliate program that you can refer.
So, Sister Janae, hold that point for a minute because we're trying to work on a situation where if MWM is doing this marketing, et cetera, we have kind of our own strategy of how we're going to work with NAGAS in terms of affiliation. So we need to hold on that point for the moment.
Yeah, we're actually going to be creating our own link and our own affiliate campaign.
Okay.
That's March.
Okay.
Right. Thanks. Again, we are going to be creating a special campaign and a special affiliate marketing component and unit that is going to be specified for the Million Women World March and the members there. All right, so look out for that. That's coming in the very, very near future. We're developing that currently, all right? Just wanted to give everybody a heads up and kind of give it an introduction on Brother Tariq and the business, the brand, and how we're looking at moving forward. All right, with that being said, any final questions or comments? All right, okay, so I'm going to go back to Brother Tariq with closing remarks. Anything you want to leave us with, Brother?
Just that, you know, if we work together, we could do whatever we want to do out here. You know, we just have to pool our money together, and from there we could go. So that's been the goal of this company from the beginning, and for the sister to be able to see what we, you know, what, and be for interesting enough that a sister, you know, that you know, it's just deep, you know, and it's in the like she said, it's the natural way for us. So once again, I tell my homeboys when I'm setting the talk, once you get the sisters, we got what we need to go ahead on. You know what I mean? So I look forward to serving in the capacity, any way we can be of help. And like I said, you know, whatever we could dream to make, we could find a manufacturer. So, you know, that's where we at. That's the power that we have with the manufacturing. We're willing to fly anywhere on a mission to bring that home. That was the mission going out to certain countries we went to bring that home. So it's a dream come true for me to be on a call like this.
I say. Thank you, Brother Tariq. And one quick sidebar, just for points of clarity, because we always have people that ask different questions or provide little innuendos about, well, why aren't you doing this like that? Or why aren't you doing this like that? And we're telling folks that, you know, this has been a 10-year process. I'm not sure how long for Brother Tariq, but for us, it's been a 10-year process. And it's going to be another 10 years to get us to the next point, I think. But the point is we do plan to establish our own manufacturing right here in the U.S. That's a lot. Believe me, we've been to Detroit, Chicago, and other cities to examine how to proceed. So in the meantime, it behooves us to connect with our own people who have already kind of traveled this road. And we're not, ingrained in ourselves to not see the importance of doing that. And we're not afraid, meaning we know what our mission is, so we're not feeling like we're threatened or anything like that, nor is Brother Tariq, which is what makes it so beautiful. We know what to do together in the ways that we can together. And that's what we're getting ready to literally show, because technically this could have been done with various entities. I'm going to leave it at that for now, because it's really annoying to me. And lastly, what I told Brother Tariq was, as a black woman and as black women, as we move forward in bringing forward the Million Woman World March, we feel honored to raise up a black man in his business as the founder of a business. That's what black women do, in case people don't know it. Black women have always held up black men. And so now we're going to show it, because we're going to make sure this black man right here, he's going to be number one as far as we're concerned. And it's going to be black women. And Brother Sue, don't get me wrong, but we're going to, our sisters, listen, we're on a mission to show that we know what to do, how to do it, and we can do it with our men. Ashe? I yield.
Ashe and applause. I'm just excited, y'all. I had to control my composure. Because I was like, the day I walked into your store and I saw all these shoes, y'all, he was literally giving them away, begging people to come and buy these shoes. Begging his own people. How we got to beg our own people to support us?
Mm.
I feel this brother's frustration, and I got goosebumps right now, Brother Tariq. I feel y'all. Y'all don't know that this is the Holy Spirit through Shaky Man Akbar, the new Black Panther Party. That's how I met Tariq. And the day I met him, I knew this brother was blessed. And he's a blessing to our community and to our people. He has built a legacy that will go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Family and for his ancestors. That's how you pay homage to your ancestors. You build from within. Let's take back what they took from us. You want us to walk in these shoes you created to keep us from the earth. Okay, now we're going to make our own shoes. So we ain't got to buy your shoes no more.
That's
y'all
right.
Don't put a black power fist up for that.
That's right.
I don't know what you're doing, but we got to support this brother. We got to buy black-owned businesses, shoes, cars, motorcycles, whatever. Whatever our children are designing, we need to support that. My daughter wants to start her own clothing line. And I would like for her to be a mentor of yours, Brother Tariq, you know, and show
yes.
young kids how to manufacture their own shoes. I think we do have a program, don't we, Sister Soleil?
Yep, we do. We'll be
right.
Yep.
Y'all better get on board and get more of your people on board.
That's right.
Because like you said, it's enough of us to go around. You ain't grabbing. We got to get this crab in the barrel mentality. Out of our mind, it's enough for us to just support us. It's enough of us, and it's enough money and wealth to be spread around for everybody. Okay? Black power, y'all.
That's right. Black power. Good thing. Good thing. Black power. And for this week, I want to also invite you to our program, the biweekly men's meeting called the Mighty Modic Men of Honor Action Network. So if I could, I'd like to write you on there so you can share it with the brothers. We have one coming up tomorrow. I know that's kind of short notice, but it is every 2 weeks. It's bi-weekly. So if you can join us tomorrow at 9:11 p.m., then the following 2 weeks would be great as well. All right, just to get our brothers familiar, just saying, more familiar with aspects of business, you know, and also provide a model and an example, you know, of where folks can get to and can reach and aspire to, you know, offer more motivation and inspiration to our brothers. And, you know, just providing some additional insight into how they might be able to achieve, you know, such magnitudes. All right. Thank you. Very good. Thanks. All right. Family, with that, is there any final questions or comments for Brother Tariq? With that being said, I want to turn the mic back over to Sister Empress.
All right. Good. Thanks. All right, family, we're going to get ready to close out. As I said, when we opened up, starting next week, these sessions will not exceed an hour and a half. I estimate it will only be an hour, but I will say from 1 hour to an hour and a half. So for those who pop in, like whenever y'all think y'all want to pop in, that's okay, but we're not going to be waiting. We must move this thing forward now. Mother Harriet Tubman's Earth Day is coming. I'm sorry, Transition Day is coming, and we need to get ready for that. So we have a lot of stuff to get ready to do just in the next few days. And certainly as we move forward with preparing more for the Million Women World March, y'all got to know this is an endeavor that is just, you know, it is massive. So we cannot, I mean, for those who are really taking this seriously, you really need to know it's going to be important in the next month to stay on point. And starting this week, sisters are going to get some very specific kinds of information as well as our extended family. So starting tomorrow, 7 o'clock, please tune in. We have a lot of information for you. We'll be on Zoom and we'll be on our blog. Lastly, just to share again with Brother Tariq, as he can tell you, I stay on it. I stay on you. So believe me, if it's something that we need to do, we're not going to get lapsed. We're not going to get stagnated by anything or anybody. We're going to keep it moving one way or the other. So with that said, I want to thank our brother for you know, taking the time today to join us. We're looking forward to what we're getting ready to bring forward in building, you know, rebuilding our families and communities and, of course, our new societies and nations. If you haven't put your information in the chat, please do, because we want to make sure that we are able to connect with everyone. And I know some of you have already done that, so if you have, don't worry about it. We got you. But if you're new and you have not put your information in, I would strongly suggest you do so now. And we're just going to take a few last minutes. There's a few folks that came in. And if you wish to, please be so kind to unmute, share your name and where you're calling in from or connecting in from. We're just going to take a few quick minutes to do that. If you'd like, if there's anyone that did not get the opportunity to introduce themselves, such as Black Lives Matter, we also have Brother, well, you got a couple of people with iPhones. And iPhone people, I'm just going to say this about that. We really need to start seeing some kind of, you know, who you are in the future. We would really appreciate that. Okay. Is there anyone that has, Sister Evelyn, you wanted to say something real quick? Open your mic, please.
No, I just wanted to.
Oh, you just wanted to. Okay. I got you.
I have an iPhone, but I'm here.
No, I'm looking at, there's people on here, and the only thing it says is iPhone. And what I'm saying is, people need to put some name in there or something. We really would appreciate that because it becomes a little suspect when we got to look at something just called iPhone. Okay? And it's not like we're saying something that we don't care what you go back to tell. It's just that, you know, we just like to see a name if possible. So, okay, so iPhone, you're still there. Black Lives Matter.
Is everybody, courtesy of General Jeanette, to provide special populations and security of the reading from the spark coming up in October. And also, if you can stop, thank you. I want to
Information in the chat. Thank you again. Okay.
So we can come back over to the sister at Black Lives Matter.
Yes, I was about to put my email in the chat.
Right.
I'm zooming in from Atlanta, Georgia. It's nice to be here with you, brothers and sisters. I put a little information in the chat about a publication I like to inspire literature in the field of peace making and conflict resolution. And work to get our voices in the community and in the canons, given the politics of knowledge and historically I've been asking for many with literature materials. Those are my email in the chat.
Thank you.
I also keep up with Mother Blakely up in New York in Harlem, because I'm a Harlemite individual, born and raised in Harlem.
Very good. That reminds me, we'll be heading up to New York to the United Nations on March the 19th. We'll be doing Hands Around the United Nations and the World. So we're asking sisters in your community, do something on that day, March 19th. It's African Women in White Worldwide, Hands Around and Across the UN and the World. For Black self-determination, justice, balance, and peace. Again, March the 19th. After we do the demonstration or the rally at the United Nations, we're then going to meet that evening for a forum that will focus on the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls and what we now must do to eradicate it. So we'll be telling you more about that tomorrow.
All right, good, thanks. To anyone else that would like to introduce themselves as of yet, you have the opportunity to do so now before we get ready to close out.
Okay, what about Google Pixel 6? Can we hear something from you? Okay. So the next time you call in,
it doesn't look like they're connected with the microphone.
No, I that's not what I'm seeing, but it could be that. But my point is, for the future, family, please take into consideration that we appreciate if you put a name in these places here. We would like for you to do that. Okay, moving right along. I'm going to give a quick shout out to Sister Tanisha. I know she's doing something. I see her moving. But we know you're there, sis, so don't worry about it. We'll get with you tomorrow.
How you doing, everybody?
All right.
My birthday party is officially over. How y'all doing?
All right, sis. We're not trying to bother you. Go ahead. I know you're right there.
We're on this call. I'm glad. Let's go.
I know
all
that's
right. Thanks. All right. That being said, any final introductions, feel free to make those now before we get ready to close out once again.
Speaking of blessings, I do have a quick shout out. I don't know if you can see. I have two of my sisters here. We're all three of us on the Zoom, so I just wanted to let you know.
Right. Thanks.
All right, all right. Greetings, y'all.
To the team, nice to meet you all. And I'm a music producer. I'm actress for The Homeless. And I'm here for the Million Woman March also.
All right.
Nice to meet everyone.
All right. Wonderful.
Hello, everyone. I'm Katrina Williams, I'm the CEO, Chief of the Phoenix of Homelessness. I'm also running for the LA County Board of Supervisors at the District C. So good afternoon and happy Sunday to everyone. And I'm looking forward to coming out for the Million Woman March.
All right. Million Woman World March.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. Good, thanks. Much appreciated. Thanks for joining us, family. All right, with that being said, like, we get ready to close out this session. All right, good thanks once again. Thank you all for your participation. Thank you for your time, energy, and effort, dedication, determination, and discipline. All right, we want to give thanks always as well to the ancestors, those who have shared their suffering and tears and paved the way for us to be here today. Give thanks to the ancestors and the elders. Also, of course, give thanks to the Most High Creator Creatress. All right, the most inevitable one. And with that being said, you know, I want to bid you all true justice, peace, love, and freedom. All right, I want to say, let us continue to strategize, organize, and mobilize. And finally, I want to say, Kamoja Tutashenda, together we will win. All right, peace and love, family.
Peace out. All
power to the people. Get excited, y'all. We are coming to Washington, D.C. Get ready. Come to the
people.
All right, all right.
Hey, Jay. Okay, I finished early, so if you still want to go today, we can. You sure? You sure? We don't have to wait that long if you don't want to. We can go even. We can also go, like, you know, I could pick you up from school or.
It's fine.
You sure? So you'd rather wait until Sunday as opposed to going one day after you get out of school?
I mean, do you want to go today?
Well, it's up to you, sweetie.
Well,
we can
go on Tuesday or Thursday.
Okay. Okay. Okay, cool. Tuesday or Thursday when you get out of school. Okay. All right, so we'll tell Jamal to make sure, you know, he picks us up, and he could just drop us off, and we'll go from there, okay? All right, we can go shopping, too. All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Okay. Today... All right, I'm going to mess with that. All right, family, we are now going to close down our blog. We thank you all again for tuning in, and we are out. Peace to you all.